Welcome to Spectrum from China America Hit Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Welcome back to part two of the Spectrum program we have featuring J.R. Martin. He's the author of a book called Selling U.S. Us Out. And we were talking last week with J.R. about the extraordinary problems being generated by trade deficits these days. He cited a number of examples. In fact, his book has a lot of bibliographies in it and a lot of references. And so, J.R., as we begin again this week, I was just wondering whether or not going through all of those bibliographies and all of those other resources didn't create perhaps a lot of sound bites or a lot of supporting thoughts that maybe everybody who reads your book needs to read all of those others to understand the big picture. You know what I mean?
What I had to do was synthesize the information, and I didn't just extract things and glue them together. I read them, I tried to understand them, and as I started to write too, I tried to link the relationships between information to create a consistent narrative and to explain. I used all that information and the factual information to explain in common terms that everybody could understand what happened, why it happened, and what we can do to make things better. That's really, you know, that this book, again, nonpartisan, and it's an analysis as objective as I could make it about how we got into the situation that the U.S. is in economically, and again, what things we can do together to bring the country back on the right track. And again, the book isn't against any other countries. The book is really pro-liberty, pro-freedom. And my vision is, and I think the book communicates this, is I hope that not only the United States can be strong again, but my hope is that all the countries that we're doing business with, that we can help lift each other up, and we can all be free and prosperous nations and have positive trading relationships together.
Here are a couple of buzzwords I'd like to run by you. The ones that you've used in the book include scandal. The other word is corruption. And then another word that I thought of is social media. Social media in the era that you say this problem began in the 60s and 70s isn't anything like it is now. Is social media helping to tamp down scandal and corruption, or is it helping to aid and abet doing things through the back door?
That's a good question. I think it's a combination of both. I like social media. I think it's a very powerful tool. However, the downside of especially like Twitter, we'll use that for an example, is you can't communicate things with a lot of substance. Like you said before, basically with Twitter, you're limited to 140 characters, so you end up with a lot of sound bites, and you end up with a lot of people try to make points, so in that short of a space, a lot of times they make points that are very emotional, and again, in a lot of cases that I've seen since I've been on Twitter with this book, not a lot of statements that really don't relate to fact. And so that's a danger. It's a very quick way to spread misinformation, as well as you can spread good information, but if you spread good information, you can't spread much of it because of the limitations. And the same with Facebook. I mean, Facebook is good, you know, as far as what it's for social media, but as far as being able to communicate in a substantive way and have an informed dialogue, it's not easy to do through those mediums.
Don't we have an awful lot more whistleblowers these days than we had in the past because of social media?
To some extent, that might be true. But, you know, what happens, too, and I've had this struggle, honestly, with my book, is social media is kind of... I do think social media is going to help get the country back on track. So on the plus, I do think that gives an outlet that's not controlled by major media for people to communicate with each other and to really come together and flush out ideas. But again, it's hard to do it in a substantive way because of the limitations of that medium. We've had, as far as the whistleblowers, the problem you have with our society is because of the major media and the links they have, especially to the two main political parties, there tends not to be a lot of investigative reporting going on in the United States anymore. Because of the breakdown of what used to be a barrier between advertising dollars and news. Now the news side of the media business is very influenced by advertising dollars, and they tend not to want to report things or do real in-depth reporting of things that are controversial, especially if it affects those that are paying for the advertising.
Our guest is J.R. Martin. His book is Selling Us, U.S. Out, and this is Spectrum on China America Hit Radio. I'm Steve Warren. Let's move back to the trade world and the trade discussions again. Scandal and corruption, obviously that's a part of just about every political structure in the world, whether it's monarchies or oligarchies or republics or democracies or whatever. Is there a solution to that? I mean, is it ever going to be possible to weed that out? I mean, we have it in our country almost on a state-by-state, municipality-by-municipality basis.
Well, yes, there is. And actually, we used to have we had a fairly stable trading system in this country for most of our history. And really, we did start to dismantle that, as I document in the book, until the late 70s is when we really started to do ourselves a disservice. And I think, you know, ideally what you want to try to have is you want to try to have trade conditions. Actually, the trade in the United States, too, the trade should be managed. And this constitutionally, this is how it's structured, and we've moved away from this. But trade policy and trade agreements should be managed at the federal level in the United States, at the national level, not at the state level, not at the local level. It's really a mistake, I believe, and I document this in the book as to why, to have governors and mayors and so forth going on trade missions to other countries and competing amongst ourselves to bring business in from other countries. But what that does is that puts us at a disadvantage where we basically we end up dividing ourselves, and we do end up doing things to attract business outside the United States that actually ends up hurting the overall U.S. economy.
Do you have a couple of bullet points that you think would be the highlights of the issues you're trying to set forth? It's a large book. It's a good read. There's a lot of information in it. But if you had to boil it down, what would be a couple of bullet points that you'd like to key on if people could focus their energy and their attention on a couple of items? What would they be?
Yeah, I guess the first one would be our national economy's failing due to bad trade and economic policies. And both the Republicans and Democrats are equally responsible for these policies. And that's well documented in my book. And there's actually a video on my website, too, that kind of shows this, that illustrates this. It's a book trailer video on the homepage of my website. And then, you know, and also to the United States, we cannot maintain our political independence without also having economic independence. And this goes back to the founding of our country. And again, I explain that in the book as well. And then we can't blame, as I mentioned earlier, we can't blame other countries for the situations that we find ourselves in. Other countries that we're competing with, they're simply acting out of their own self-interest, and we need to do the same thing. In the countries, most of them that we're competing against are being very strategic and very smart in how they're going about running their business internationally, and we need to do the same thing. We need to be smart, and we need to have a strategy, and we need to stop complaining about unfairness, and we need to start taking control of our own future and making sure that we set the terms for how business is done in the United States, just as other countries are setting the terms for how it's done in their country.
Most average American citizens, if there ever is such a thing, feel rather, I guess, distant from their government, and certainly even more distant from international things. Is there anything average guy, gal, man, woman, child can do to affect change?
Yeah, I think so. I think the first thing we need to do, and I've been pushing this pretty hard through my website and the Facebook and the Twitter, speaking of social media, is I really believe the first thing we need to do is we need to stop voting for Democrats and Republicans automatically. And we need to start voting for people that we feel are the most honest, the most pragmatic, common sense, good, honorable people that put their country ahead of any political party. And that doesn't mean you automatically vote for an independent or third-party candidate. What you do is you take the time to really understand who the people are that you're thinking about voting for and what their positions are. And don't look at the label they have next to their name. Look at the person and evaluate them based on what you think they're going to do to help turn the country around.
What can we do in between the elections?
Well, in between the elections, I think we need, you know, I love the old Tip O'Neill. He used to say all politics are local. And I think that's absolutely true. And I think locally, we just need to pay a lot more attention to what the people that we're sending to Congress. That's where Americans, and actually I'm going to start putting this out on my site and in the social media network. It's okay to focus on the president, but we don't live in a dictatorship. The president's really chief administrator. And the power in this country is supposed to reside in the Congress. And that's where the main body is that represents all of us. And so what we can do between the elections is pay a lot closer attention to what those we're sending from our congressional districts to represent us, what they're doing and what they're not doing. We need to start holding them accountable. And every 2 years, we get to replace them. So we really need to start focusing in and making sure these people are representing our collective interest. And if we don't like what they're doing, again, I say replace them. And if we don't have a good Republican or Democratic choice, which is true in a lot of cases, then let's elect an independent or a third-party person, the person that we think is going to best represent the interests of our district. Let's put them in Congress. And that's how we can start turning this around, one district at a time, as far as at the federal level, start turning it around. And the same thing with senators. We need to pay much more closer attention to what they're doing, even though they only come up every 6 years. But we need to start holding these people accountable, and it's not that hard to do, especially with the Internet. You can find out what they're up to, and we just need to get a lot more active in paying attention to what they're doing and making sure they're representing our interests.
Where do we go from here, and what would you like to see happen to this trade deficit, and how quickly, and how can it accelerate?
Well, what I'd like to see is the first thing, and this is one of the reasons I wrote the book, probably the primary reason, is I want to have trade policy and the trade deficit brought front and center again. The trade deficit is a bigger threat to the United States, liberty, and democracy is the national debt. It's one is directly related to the other, and I've got a chart that I've got on my Facebook page and my website, the blog that I wrote here a few weeks ago, that explains that and shows the relationship between the two. So I want the trade deficit, which is huge, and the trade policies front and center, and we need to be talking about this. And, you know, this rhetoric that Mitt Romney has right now about blaming China for everything, that's nonsense. You know, it's not China's responsibility to manage United States trade policy. It's the United States' responsibility to manage our trade policies. And so the Chinese are just doing what's in their best interest. Now, there's a lot of things they're doing that absolutely are wrong, and we shouldn't. But again, they've been wrong for 12 years, and we've done nothing about it. So this is just political rhetoric. So what I'd like to see happen is move away from the rhetoric. Let's get pragmatic. Let's have substantive discussions, and let's find out how to bring the trade back in balance. My goal is to get people not only to bring our debt back down to as close to zero as possible, our national debt, but bring our trade balance back up to as close to zero as possible and start bringing, and that'll create jobs back in the United States. And you can do that without hurting other countries, because these other countries, they shouldn't be just export-driven trying to sell everything in the United States. They should also be developing their own domestic economies. They should be putting good labor laws in place, and they should be developing their societies so that they can have a lot of domestic demand and not just rely on exporting to the United States. So I think we need to work with other countries to make that happen. And again, make trade policy in this country, make it a priority to get our trade deficits, eliminate them, and get trade back in balance as it was for most of the 200 years of our history. We've not had trade deficits like this ever in our history, and we need to get back to a balanced trade situation. So that's the primary goal of this book, to get people focused on that and talking about it.
Our guest this past 2 weeks on Spectrum on China America Radio has been J.R. Martin. He's the author of a book now available on bookstands everywhere and online called Selling Us, U.S. Out. Your website once again, J.R.?
It's sellingusout.org.
Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate your time and your attention, and we hope you get your wishes, and I think we'll all be better off.
All right. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate you having me on your show.
Take care.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Hit Radio, a weekly public service program that features news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. If you have some ideas for future topics and guests to be featured on Spectrum, we'd appreciate your suggestions. Email us at news@chinaamericahitradio.com. Then listen every Sunday for Spectrum at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, exclusively on China America Hit Radio.